Joshua, chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Yehuda, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth-Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, Don't let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor there, for they are but a few. And so there went up there of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled in front of the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from in front of the gate even to Shepharim, and smote them in the going down. For this reason the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face in front of the ark of Yahweh until the evening. He and the elders of Israel and put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O sovereign Yahweh, for what reason have you at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would that we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. O Yahweh, what shall I say when Israel turns their backs in front of their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear and shall environ us round and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do to your great name? And Yahweh said to Joshua, Get up. For what reason do you lie on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and they have also stolen and dissembled as well, and they have put it even among their own stuff. For this reason the children of Israel could not stand in front of their enemies, but turned their backs in front of their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, unless you destroy the accursed thing from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, There is an accursed thing in the midst of you, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be. The tribe which Yahweh takes shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which Yahweh shall take shall come by households, and the household which Yahweh shall take shall come man by man, and it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire. He and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of Yahweh, and because he has wrought folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Yehuda was taken. And he brought the family of Yehuda, and he took the family of the Zarhites, and he brought the family of the Zarhites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household man by man. And Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Yehuda was taken. And Joshua said to Achan, My son, give, I pray you, honor to Yahweh Elohim of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed, I have sinned against Yahweh Elohim of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, I coveted them and took them. And they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. And so Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them to Joshua and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out in front of Yahweh. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his donkeys, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, Why have you troubled us? Yahweh shall trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones to this day. And so Yahweh turned from the fierceness of his anger. And for this reason, the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor to this day. End of chapter.